SBS Radio.
Bagong awitin sa kanyang bagong album. Magandang araw, Serena.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Maraming salamat at congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So, Stars, isa sa mga awitin mo sa inyong panibagong album?
Yes.
And special Stars. Ito, kung hindi ako nagkakamali.
Definitely. So, this album to me is just so special and it's dedicated it to my mom, who sadly passed away in October last year. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she basically had, over the last 2 years, was struggling with this condition, and you know, as a family, it was very, very hard. And she was just such an inspiration, just so positive all the time, and just made the most of the time that we all spent together. And she was just so happy still, and just wanted to show the light in everything that she did, and just gave that to us as and it was just so special. And I guess when I while during that time, I found it very difficult to write or open up my emotions, because it's very sad, and I try my best to sort of hold myself together, not just for myself but for everyone around me, the kids and work and my family and her, especially because I didn't want her to feel sad for me as well. So I held my emotions in quite a lot, but come the start of this year, I started to open up a little bit, and I found that, of course, because my creative side is writing songs, I found that so therapeutic for me to just sort of write how I was feeling, and just sort of taking that experience, having spent that time with her, and especially on the last week in hospital with her before she passed away, and just really zoning in on those emotions and writing about loss and love, and I was just very much inspired by my mom with these songs. Yeah.
So, Stars. Siya ba ang star?
Yeah, actually, what I did with Stars, it's actually a short little song, almost like a lullaby, actually. So like the first half is about how I was taught as a young child to wish upon a star, and that but as I get older, my soul sort of feels heavy, even though I'm still wishing upon this star, but I know that it's because my life has given me so much to experience, and then it's sort of now that I'm wishing on the star, which is her, and you know, that she's flying among the stars, and that she's keeping an eye on me, and that one day when I grow old, I'll also fly among the stars. That's how it's sort of like a growing old kind of thing.
Nakakayak naman yun.
I know, yeah. If you read the lyrics, I know. it's like a circle of life thing. You know.
So was it difficult for you to write the first line to this song?
Yes, definitely. I because when I'm writing, especially this one, I was crying while I was writing it and singing it back to myself, because you know, I have to remember how it goes, and I'm recording it on my phone, but I'm crying while I'm doing it, because like I'm playing the piano while I do it. But yeah, it's so emotional. It's just hard to really open up, and I just felt that it was time for me to do that because, I mean...
And she would have wanted you to continue making songs.
Oh, definitely. She would never have wanted me to stop doing anything. Like, I just, I think this is another gift she has given to me, to be able to express that emotion. And yeah. I am old and I have to take my final breath. I'll hold close to my heart the memory of what you taught me, and I'll fly among the stars. It's about another song. Yeah, so I guess the other songs that I've done on this album, so I've got a mixture of a couple of songs that she liked that I've already written, and then the new ones that I've written that were inspired by her. An example is Colorblind, where I sort of explained that I see the world in a different light now. Like, everything's still really pretty, but it's just a little bit dull. Like, it doesn't seem right. But I've actually, even though if you read the lyrics, it's quite sad, but I've sort of hidden it in a chirpy kind of pop song, because that sort of shows that, you know, you're still living your happy life and everything, but there's always just like that different color, that shade, that sort of is heavy on your heart, I guess, because she's no longer there.
So you see the world in a different light, as they say.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Was it hard for you to sing it at first?
With Colorblind, actually, I found, because of the way that I'd written it, it seemed quite happy. So it sort of kept my emotions up in a way, but like I had that message, that underlying message of not being able to see everything the same way.
So life has changed a lot for you because I know you're very close with your mom.
Yeah, we're so close. It's like, you know, the things I guess, because I wasn't living at home anymore, but I guess the thing is, whenever I would leave from work or something, I'd give her a call on my phone, you know, in the car while I'm driving, and we just have a chat. And that's probably the harder, the little things like that are hard to sort of adjust to. But, you know, I still know that she's there, and just sort of, I always remember everything, and we talk about her in a very positive way. In a positive way, though we're so saddened by her loss, by the loss of her, we still talk very highly of her, and even around the kids, because, like, you know, how it's hard to sort of you know, not always break down and cry.
Yes,
you know, and I guess so. The way that I see it is, I just talk to them like normal, like that she's, you know, do you remember when she did this, or you know, tomorrow, the August 2, which is Friday, last Friday, we is her birthday, and I just sort of say to them, you know, this time last year we celebrated her birthday with her friends, and, you know, had everybody over, and we just talk like it's not taboo, you know?
Yes.
That's the whole thing. But you just talk about it like it's a normal part of life, so.
I guess you're celebrating her birthday this year by releasing songs about her, or songs that...
Yeah, definitely. So it's sort of a little gift for her as well, because, like, this is my way of expressing everything, and you know, and the memory of her will always be there. And so it's definitely my little gift, birthday gift to her. And I guess, you know, it's for me, as I said, it's very therapeutic, and I just love to share new songs and write stuff and share the gift of singing that I've been given as well. And and I guess, you know, it's hard because because this one's very very personal.
Is there a song in this album that when you sing it, it gives you a flutter or a smile on your face because you remember her fondly, and you know, it just, you know, you how when you remember someone and you get this flood of happy emotions.
Yeah, look, I think Stars is probably the one that really, really affects me the most when I sing it, and I even sing it to my daughter now too, like as a lullaby, and so that again is like the circle of life sort of passing onto her. But there is another song that I've written as well called Follow the Sun. And I actually, it's very sad where it came from, the emotion and the story behind it, is because it was really about her last week here, that time that I spent with her, because I didn't leave her bedside really for that last week. And in the hospital, and this song was more about like all the darkness and stuff that's surrounding her, just telling her to sort of follow the sun, and just you know, sort of, she was so positive still, like, you know, when all the doctors came by and she'd be like, thank you for helping me, and all this sort of stuff. She was just beautiful the whole time. Like I couldn't even you know, especially through all the pain that she was going through, she still had a smile on her face. So Follow the Sun was, I think, very, very important, very important to me, because it's that time, that memory of that last week with her. And you'll see in the because I'm going to share a video of it as well, and I made a little story of a sort of like a dark fairy tale in the video, and I've got like people with masks and stuff. And we actually, I did it as a family. I took my kids, my cousins, and my cousin's girlfriend, my husband. He filmed it, and we drove up to the Redwood Forest and filmed there, and I got them to wear animal masks and stuff, and it looks kind of creepy but fairy tale, dark fairy tale ish so it's a cool little story that I brought, bringing that song to life with, you know, showing that there's still a little bit of darkness in my head, but that it's okay, because I'm gonna follow the sun.
Storm in your mind. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.